off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What kind of old McDonald bull is this?
He saved my life. I couldn't just leave him there with no one to take care of him.
This thing is not going to get on the plane.
Why?
FAA regulations.
There are no FAA regulations about pigs on private planes.
No, there are.
Seriously?
Get rid of it.
No way! No swine left behind.
Do I think that this will ever happen to me? Maybe when pigs fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me.
Maybe when pigs fly.
Captain Dennis is the other member of our crew, but now we got Sam with us.
You'll float too.
And he, that may be the case on Just Plane Radio, but he's part of the crew as he gets ready for the Beach Bash and the Bluegrass. What are the dates? Let's get that out there first there, Sam,
the
once again.
The dates are April 23rd through April 26th of this year. Last weekend in April. We were always consistent that way.
Right. And, I mean, we got a lot to discuss with you, but I want to make sure we cover this base properly so people can plan to attend the event. The airport is, what are the call letters again for that one?
2-India-0, Madisonville Regional Airport.
Gotcha.
Madisonville, Kentucky.
And this will be the, what annual?
Fifth annual.
Number five. Here we come.
The big five.
Yeah. So bigger and better than ever.
Always.
And if you have a Beechcraft Bonanza or any kind of Beechcraft aircraft, obviously you're welcome. But you welcome all, even people with Mooney 201s. Is that right?
Even the Mooney guys are welcome.
Even the Mooney X.
We'd better be, considering you've had one parked in your driveway for the better part of a week.
There is that.
Yeah. What's that all about? It wasn't Dennis's plane?
No.
Okay.
So he's a beach basher, but he flies a Mooney and he's visiting and he flew his Mooney down and you know, I love Mooneys. I think they're a fantastic airplane. So yeah. I got no problem with that.
Okay. But if he flies into the beach bash, are you trying to convert him?
We don't ostracize anybody. No, we'll pick on you. We'll pick on you because we can, not because we should.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's just how you roll.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm just worried, Sam, that, you know, somebody might actually let a picture of that get out on social media and then look, imagine the ridicule you're going to have for having that airplane in front of your hangar.
Mm. No, they know I love them all, man. Planes are anytime we're flying, we're doing something.
All right. You're equal in that sense.
Absolutely.
Everybody is the same. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the events since it's the fifth annual Beach Bash and the Bluegrass. What's different compared to last year? I mean, well, or just run down some of the highlights because it's pretty massive now.
Yeah, we're doing so much. I think if I could just do a day by day, it'd be a little bit easier. And I'll just give you the bullet points. It won't be a long, drawn out thing.
Right.
But
let's
just
go
to make matters simple. So Thursday, everybody shows up. That's our arrival day.
Yeah.
And then 5 o'clock, myself and the mayor, Kevin Cotton, are going to introduce ourselves and welcome everybody to the beach bash, et cetera, et cetera. And then we're going to have Scott Perdue, which a lot of you know, I know Dennis knows him. He's a famous YouTuber. He's going to kind of open the event, kick it off with a round table, and we'll eat some pizzas that night. And then we've got Dave Hirschman, who's the AOPA editor.
Yeah.
He's going to speak about aviation photography, which happens to be a passion of his. And then we're going to follow that with the movie Tombstone, the one with the good one with
Val Kilmer. I'll be your Huckleberry.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever do you mean?
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to have that going. And the theme for this year's Beach Bash is the Wild West. So that movie kind of goes hand in hand with
the theme.
Our theme.
Are you supposed to dress up in like old Wild West attire if you can?
Prizes for people with the best Wild West costume. We've got the CFDA, Cowboy Fast Draw Association, going to come out and put on a demonstration. These guys are ridiculous. I mean, they shoot targets in a fraction of a second.
Hmm.
It's off the chart. So we're going to have them out.
Well, who's going to be the target? Dennis?
I'm going to put an apple on Sam's head.
Any airplane with an M on it, if it's got an M anywhere on it, that'll be the target.
That's the one way to get them to convert to a Beechcraft, isn't it?
That's it. They'll leave with a little less plane they came with.
All right. So why not? Why not?
No, it's going to add to my gross weight, all the lead in it.
There you go.
That's pretty gross. Okay, so, all right, cool Western theme. I like that vibe for sure. So that's Friday, or is that Saturday?
That's Thursday.
Thursday night.
Okay. And like I said, we're going to kick it off around 5 o'clock and get it started, and then that'll be Thursday. And then Friday, we're going to have a meet the sponsors in the morning, meet all of our phenomenal sponsors. We've got the best of the best, some big, huge sponsors believe in what we do at the Bash. We've got Garmin. We've got McFarlane. We've got Tornado Alley, Gammy, JL Osborne, Concord Batteries. We've got everybody who's ever, the best of the best sponsors that are in aviation today will be there. And that gives everybody a good opportunity to ask their questions. If you had a question about a Garmin product or whatever, there's your chance in a smaller setting to get your question answered.
There you go. So and you're going to have them set up with a booth in one of the hangars there at the airport?
Yeah. They'll be displaying some of their products with some pamphlets to give out. Usually Garmin likes to give away koozies and little gifts and talk about their products. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I like that part of the meet the sponsors. It gives me a chance to ask all my questions that I've been wanting to ask.
Right. Maybe give them some feedback and take back, upgrade their products or whatever. Get a little man on the street kind of feedback from their customer base. That's
exactly.
So it's a win-win. All right. So that's Friday. Does that cover most of the day on Friday, or you got a big thing Friday night or what?
That's just basically the first thing in the morning. The second thing we do, Dennis, are you familiar with Catherine Cavanaugh?
Yeah.
Cavanaro. I keep saying it wrong.
She's with NAFI, right?
I don't know if she's the math teacher that's the aerobatic instructor.
She's also a DPE.
DP. Yes.
Yeah. And she's writes for, I think, AOPA.
AOPA, yes. Yeah. She is outstanding. And she put on a presentation at SEVS that was all about maintaining control of your Beechcraft like a badass. Am I allowed to say badass on the radio?
No, God,
you just did twice.
All right. Well, then, badass. But she is, that is the title of her presentation. And talk about someone who can handle an airplane. She does, her presentation involves clips of her doing aerobatics and showing you, not just telling you what happens to an airplane in a stall, but showing it to you with what are those called? Tufts on the wings, the little
things. Pieces of yarn that you tape down and show where the airflow is not anymore.
Yes. So the way she does it, it's just engaging. I mean, I really enjoyed that presentation, and I asked her if she would do it again for us at the Beach Bash, and she said she would. So she's coming to the Beach Bash. She will be our 9:30 presentation, and that will qualify for wings credits. So if you want to get some of your wings credits, you can sign up for that. And then at 11... we have Tom Turner. He's the executive director from the American Bonanza Society. I can find out what his presentation it is, but it whatever it is, it's going to be fantastic. Tom is always right on the money with giving us good information and very informative. He's kind of a guru as far as Beechcraft are concerned. He knows the airplanes and everything about them. So he is our 11 o'clock speaker. And then 12:45, we're going to have Martin Polly. And everybody knows Martin Polly. He's a YouTuber, right, Dennis?
Yep. Met him a couple times.
He's a German engineer, phenomenal speaker. He was originally known as the Lena Peak guy, and he did a lot of instruction on how to fly your plane Lena Peak. I don't know what his presentation is. I had originally asked him if he wanted to do the one that he did at SEBS. But he said he wanted to mix it up and surprise everybody because he felt too many people had seen that one. So,
all right, well, it'll be something new that we can look forward to. We got more on the Beach Bash and the Bluegrass next with Sam on Just Plain Radio. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.